Hi, everybody. This is Father Tony Robleski coming to you once again on podcast. This is Sunday, the very first Sunday that we're not having public masses. I hope some of you, maybe all of you, were able to participate in the mass that we broadcast on our website. We tried to make it as much as possible, like a Sunday mass that you would attend. And I hope at your end, you were able to do so as well. I hope you were able to pray the mass, to really enter into prayer, even though you're at your home and I was here at St. Francis Church. But today is Sunday. We're supposed to keep this day holy. And one of the things that I was thinking about over the last couple of days, and in fact, speaking about with some other people here, is that there might be a silver lining to all of this sacrifice. And what might that be? Well, that there might be some things that we're doing now because we can't go out, we can't go to the movies, we can't go out to restaurants and on and on and on, that there might be some positive things that could eventually come out of this. I'll be speaking more about one aspect of that later on in a podcast, but for today, I'd like to talk about keeping the Lord's Day holy. I think in the past, at least that was my impression, people generally thought that if they got in their Sunday Mass or Saturday night Mass, that they've then done the precept of the Lord to keep it holy. While that certainly is the case that we need to do that, and that's part of keeping the Lord's Day holy, it's only the minimum we should be doing. We should be having opportunities to keep that day holy the entire day. And I'm hoping, I'm really hoping that that's the silver lining in all of this when it comes to the Lord's Day. I invited you to really make a part of your house a chapel, you know, an opportunity for you to be able to pray there with the Mass, to be able to have opportunities for prayer there. But I hope that you're also heeding the call to do other things to keep this day holy. Perhaps you've already prayed the rosary. Maybe if you haven't, maybe that's what you could do with your family at dinner tonight. I mean, before dinner tonight, you know. Maybe you might sit down and really take a look at the readings of the day. Perhaps it might be just a time for you and your family to really spend time together again today. You know, watch a good family video. Have conversations today. Not just praying with each other, but being with each other. And not doing unnecessary work. You know, that's one of the things that we do to keep the Lord's Day holy. It's not that we don't have to do any work at all. There's plenty of people that have to work on Sundays. For example, those that are doing health care. Other people that are, it's necessary to have them working. But if we don't have to work, if we're not doing things that are absolutely necessary, that's what we should be really striving for, to keep this day holy. Some of the other religions, they're very, very strict about this. For example, our Jewish friends or our Mormon friends, they have a very strict code that they have to follow. Ours, well, it's a basic minimum level of always having to attend Mass. But I'm afraid that's what's kept us from keeping the entire day holy, because once we do it, we say, all right, we're done. So my dear friends, keep this day holy. I hope you're doing it already. And I'm going to try to do it as well. You know, we don't have many other things we can do this day. And so keep it holy. I have a couple other announcements. You know, we have these push notifications. We have a new parish app. The old one actually went the way of all flesh. But we only have 154 parishioners signed up for it. So we would ask that you find a way to be able to sign up for that push notification, getting that app on your smartphone. If you're not sure how to do it, just call Annie here at the office. But please remember, our office hours right now for the public are only from 8:30 to 12:30. And then, you know, pray. Continue to pray. Pray for those who have died. Pray for the recovery of the sick. Pray for those healthcare workers that are taking care of us. And get your prayer requests to Annie. I think I'll end this today with one final story. And it's about keeping the Lord's Day holy. I remember hearing one of our parishioners talking about how they were now going to have to work on Sundays. Their particular job was such that they were able to work weekdays, but now they had to work Sundays. And I remarked to them, I said, "Oh man, I would hate to have to work on Sundays." And then the person looked at me and I thought, "Oh yeah, I do work every single Sunday. But it's because I love this life so much. I don't see saying Mass as a job. I see it as a privilege. I see being with all of you as a joy and a privilege." And so when I said my Masses today, please know that you were with me in my heart. You were with me there, hopefully praying along. And I imagined that you were there with me as well. I miss you all terribly. I look forward to the day that all of us together may keep the Lord's Day holy. But especially through these weeks, really make that habit of keeping the Lord's Day holy with yourself, with your family, even if it's only a couple. I hope that you will find a way to really let that be so ingrained in you these weeks that when all the restrictions are lifted, you're going to say, "Those were very good days, and we're going to keep them going." All right, that's enough for now. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, pray for me as I'm praying for you. God bless.